Hello and welcome to Doug Jenner's Small Business Showcase, and I'm delighted to have with me this morning Neil Fairbrother from Pod3 TV. Hi Neil.
Hi Doug, how are you?
Very well, thanks. So tell me about Pod3 TV. Am I right in saying that it's television over the internet?
You're absolutely right. It's television. It's a web TV company. Pod3 TV specializes in producing televisual content for the internet. You can download it from our website or from the Apple iTunes website and watch it on your Mac, your PC, your video iPod, iPhone or Apple TV system.
Okay, that sounds really fascinating and very much in line with the way things seem to be going. Is it a specialist sort of a TV channel, or do you cover a lot of different types of content?
We have a wide range of content. The only specialism, I guess, would be that it tends to be factual-based as opposed to drama. So we have a very successful series of business shows. We have music shows, gardening shows, motor car shows, motorbike shows, music shows, and cooking shows.
Well, that's a very broad range of things. How do you reach your audience? Do you have a particular strategy, Neil, or is it people just get to know the channel and look to see what's on, or do you have specific sort of marketing strategies for particular interests?
We use the full range of Web 2 marketing communications tools that are around today. So we blog, yeah. And we use Facebook, and we use Twitter. To some extent MySpace. There are a number of blog sites that we post blogs on about right. content, and of course more traditional things like email, and indeed real world networking as well. When we launched our cooking show at the Dorchester, we had 200 guests in the Crystal Suite on a Monday evening for 3 or 4 hours, and they provided all the catering and so on, and the show, the first edition of the show, was only on a big flat screen, a huge, ginormous screen in the Crystal Suite, and we had 200 plus guests there as well. So, you know, we do real world marketing as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And how do you measure your viewer figures? Have you got do you do that on a regular basis?
Yes, we do. The important thing for us, hits and visits are less important. Hits is generally pretty much a waste of time anyway. But visits are also, surprisingly, you might think, not that important to us because of the distributed nature of our content. As I say, you visit our site and yeah. you can subscribe to an RSS feed, and new shows are delivered to you automatically. So once you've visited our site, you don't need to come back, but you actually never need to visit our website to get at our content, because you can go to the Apple iTunes store, the podcast directory on there, and BTV, and subscribe to our shows from there. And that means you never actually come to our site at all, but you can still get all of our content. So downloads is key for us, and we measure downloads as best we can. Even now, after 3.5 years, we tend to find the tools that are available, generally speaking, don't look at really at video particularly. So we're about as accurate as regular TV is in terms of our viewing figures, which is an educated best guess based on the stats at the time. And besides, once someone's downloaded a show, of course, onto their Mac, PC, video, iPod or iPhone, we lose control of it completely, and we've got no idea if it's viewed once, twice, 10 times, 100 times or never at all. So it's even now it's difficult to ascertain what the viewing figures actually are.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, that's so for all those millions of people that are listening to us talking now, what would you suggest is the best way for them to connect? Is it through the iTunes store?
We don't mind, because the shows are centrally located on our website. It would be fantastic if you could visit pod3.tv.
What's that again, Neil?
Pod3.tv.
Pod3.tv, yeah.
It would be great if you went there and download shows there, but you end up with exactly the same content from the podcast directory on Apple's iTunes site. So in that sense, it doesn't really matter to us where you go.
Yeah, right, okay. What have you got coming up?
We have just published a short 5-minute